Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Back to our conversation in just a second. I'm Tony Bruschi. One of my favorite things about watching my kid learn is seeing that moment when something actually clicks. And there's a lot of those, but as a parent, you know how satisfying that is, not just for them because they're connecting with something, but they're engaged, they're excited, they actually want to keep going. That's exactly what OutSchool does. And I'll tell you what, we've been using it in our house, me and Harper, for almost 5 years now. It's not just a place for lessons. It's a place for your child to follow their curiosity, build confidence, and discover their own happy path to learning. OutSchool offers live, personalized online classes and one-on-one tutoring, all built around your child's unique interests, needs, and goals. And the variety is incredible. There's over 100,000 live small group classes taught by expert 5-star rated teachers. These aren't just people reading from a book. They're real-world experts who know how to make learning feel alive. Your child could dive into, stuff they may need some help with in school, algebra, something they may be curious about, marine biology. Harper did some classes on Titanic, on creative writing, on there was some crafting stuff she did. There's been so many classes she's taken on there, and she's loved every one of them. And like I said, we've been using it for 5 years. This is an amazing, amazing service. And we've been using them since the beginning. And it's been so fun to watch them grow because they've just gotten better and better as time goes on. They were great to start with, but they're outstanding. Public speaking, digital art, coding, astronomy, it's all there. They can learn about topics they've never even heard of yet. And who knows, one class could spark a passion that shapes their future. It goes well beyond a YouTube video. One-on-one learning with experts, people who can actually help you beyond just a video and beyond just comments. It's really awesome. What I really love is the flexibility. OutSchool works for homeschoolers, public school students, kids with unique learning needs, or families just looking for more enrichment, or kids looking to be challenged and find more things to dive their minds into. And if you're not sure where to start, their learning concierge will help you handpick the perfect classes and build a schedule that fits your family. You can even share credits between siblings, and unused credits roll over so nothing is ever wasted. It's smarter, more inspiring. It's a great way to support your child's education anytime, anywhere. Right now, you can try it for just $1 for your first month when you go to outschool.com/ghost and use code GHOST at checkout. That's outschool.com/ghost, code GHOST at checkout. Your child's next great learning adventure is just a click away. Like I said, me and Harper have been using this for years and love it. You and your kids probably will too. Outschool.com/ghost and use code ghost at checkout. And try for just a dollar for your first month. Outschool.com/ghost.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
It's one of New Orleans' most haunted and infamous locations, the LaLaurie Mansion. Nestled in the heart of the French Quarter, this grand estate was once home to Madame Delphine LaLaurie, a woman whose charm and beauty concealed a sinister and brutal secret. In the 1830s, a fire broke out in the mansion, leading to the shocking discovery of a hidden attic where enslaved individuals were subjected to unimaginable horrors. Some say the spirits of these tortured souls still haunt the property, their restless energy trapped in the walls of the mansion. Guests and investigators have reported chilling encounters, faint whispers in the air, cold spots in certain rooms, and the disturbing sensation of being watched by unseen eyes. But what's really going on here? Are these just the exaggerated tales of ghost hunters? Or is there something deeper at work? In this episode, we'll explore the history of the LaLaurie Mansion, the tragic events that unfolded within its walls, and the paranormal activity that continues to this day. From the gruesome acts that led to the mansion's infamy to the chilling reports from those who've experienced its hauntings firsthand, this is a story that blurs the lines between history and the supernatural. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The LaLaurie Mansion, standing proudly at 1140 Royal Street in the French Quarter of New Orleans, has earned a reputation as one of the most haunted places in America. Built in 1832 by the French architect Guillaume de la Ronde, the mansion was initially a symbol of New Orleans grandeur, showcasing the elegance and wealth of the early 19th century. Its stately columns, intricate ironwork, and regal facade stood as a testament to the prosperous LaLaurie family, who were prominent figures in the city's social elite. At the center of the mansion's dark history was Madame Delphine LaLaurie. Born in 1775, Delphine came from a distinguished family in Louisiana and married Dr. Louis LaLaurie, a wealthy physician. The couple lived a seemingly respectable life, hosting lavish social events and enjoying the privileges of the city's elite. Delphine became known for her beauty, charm, and hospitality, with many people unaware of the horrors taking place behind the doors of her home. Despite her public persona, Madame LaLaurie was rumored to be a cruel and abusive figure, especially towards her enslaved servants. Whispers of mistreatment swirled in the community, but it wasn't until 1834 that the true extent of her cruelty was revealed. A fire broke out in the mansion's kitchen, and when local authorities arrived to investigate, they discovered a gruesome scene in the attic. Hidden behind the mansion's grandeur was a torture chamber where Delphine LaLaurie had subjected her enslaved individuals to unspeakable horrors. The discovery of the torture chamber was nothing short of shocking. Authorities found enslaved people chained and mutilated, some in states of extreme emaciation and suffering. The conditions were so horrific that the story quickly spread across New Orleans and beyond. The LaLaurie family's reputation was shattered, and a manhunt was launched for Delphine, who had mysteriously disappeared, reportedly fleeing the city before she could face justice. She was never apprehended, and the mansion's name became forever linked to the cruelty that occurred within its walls. The aftermath of the discovery left the mansion abandoned and tainted by its brutal past. It didn't take long for locals to start associating the LaLaurie Mansion with dark, unsettling energy. People began to report strange occurrences, from eerie sounds to inexplicable cold spots, raising suspicions that the spirits of the tortured souls may have lingered within the mansion's decaying walls. The idea of haunted spaces, locations where violent or tragic events leave an imprint, has long been part of paranormal lore. Some believe that the traumatic history of the LaLaurie Mansion has created a kind of residual haunting where the negative energy of past horrors continues to reverberate through the building. Others suggest that the conditions of the mansion itself, from its decaying structure to its isolated location, could contribute to the unsettling atmosphere. In the years that followed, paranormal investigators began to visit the mansion. In the late 19th and early 20th centuries, reports of ghostly sightings, eerie noises, and strange phenomena began to surface. The mansion's haunting reputation grew, and the story of Madame Lalaurie's cruelty became intertwined with local ghost lore. Witnesses described seeing ghostly apparitions, often in the form of women in period clothing, as well as hearing strange noises such as the rattling of chains or anguished cries echoing through the house. In addition to the stories shared by locals and tourists, many paranormal investigators documented their own encounters with the supernatural at the Lalaurie Mansion. Some claimed to have heard disembodied voices, while others felt sudden drops in temperature, a common phenomenon linked to supposed paranormal activity. These reports, though inconsistent, all seemed to point to one conclusion. The Lalaurie Mansion was no ordinary home. It was a place marked by tragedy, suffering, and death, a place whose energy seemed to have seeped into the very bones of the building. Some believe that the spirits trapped within the mansion are residual echoes of the atrocities committed there, repeating the horrors of the past. Others argue that the house is home to active, vengeful spirits, manifestations of those who suffered and died at the hands of Madame Lalaurie. Regardless of the explanation, the Lalaurie Mansion became a place of fascination, drawing visitors from around the world, each hoping to witness the haunting firsthand or to understand the mysteries surrounding the property. But could the reports of paranormal activity at the Lalaurie Mansion be more than just ghost stories? Some psychological and environmental explanations might offer a more grounded perspective. For one, the mansion's deteriorating structure could cause creaking noises, drafts, and eerie sounds that might be mistaken for supernatural occurrences. The temperature fluctuations that many have reported might be due to the age of the building and the effects of humidity in New Orleans, which can create cold spots in certain rooms. Moreover, the psychological impact of the mansion's dark history may play a significant role in the paranormal reports. Visitors who are aware of the mansion's past might be more prone to experiencing hauntings due to the power of suggestion or the influence of their own expectations. When you enter a place with the knowledge that terrible things once happened there, it's easy to misinterpret ordinary sounds and sensations as signs of paranormal activity. The story of the Lalaurie Mansion is a complex one, intertwining history, psychology, and the unexplained. As we continue to explore the mansion's legacy and the growing reports of paranormal activity, we will begin to understand not only the dark history of the mansion, but also the ways in which its past continues to influence the present. The question remains, are the spirits of the tortured souls still roaming the halls of the Lalaurie Mansion, or is the story simply a product of the mind's ability to imagine what it fears most? As the years went on, the Lalaurie Mansion's reputation as a haunted site continued to grow, drawing not only curious tourists but also paranormal investigators eager to uncover the truth behind the eerie occurrences reported by locals and visitors alike. In the late 20th century, the mansion became a focal point for these investigations, with many researchers documenting increasingly disturbing and inexplicable phenomena. The new wave of paranormal interest only seemed to escalate the stories of the mansion's dark reputation, confirming to some that something truly otherworldly was at work. One of the most compelling reports came from an investigation conducted by the team from Ghost Adventures. During their visit, they captured disturbing footage of strange phenomena, including objects appearing to move on their own and unexplained temperature drops. Investigators also reported hearing voices, including what sounded like distant cries and faint whispers echoing through the empty halls. Some members of the team claimed to have seen shadowy figures and felt sudden waves of nausea, a sensation often attributed to paranormal activity. This was just one of many investigations that added fuel to the growing belief that the Lalaurie Mansion was still haunted by the spirits of those who had suffered there. In addition to the chilling voices and visual disturbances, some investigators reported experiencing physical sensations that seemed to defy rational explanation. One common phenomenon was the sudden drop in temperature, known as a cold spot, that many people experienced while touring the mansion. These cold spots are often cited as a hallmark of paranormal activity, as they can't easily be explained by normal environmental factors such as drafts or air conditioning. On several occasions, investigators noted that these cold spots appeared in specific rooms, most notably in the attic, which was said to be the site of the worst abuse. The most unsettling reports came from witnesses who described hearing the unmistakable sound of chains dragging across the floor. Some believe these sounds were the lingering echoes of the enslaved people who had been tortured in the mansion's attic. These reports were so persistent that it became one of the most frequently mentioned phenomena during paranormal investigations. The sound of chains, once used to restrain the enslaved individuals, seemed to persist, suggesting that the trauma and suffering endured in that space had left a lasting imprint. As more investigators and tourists visited the LaLaurie Mansion, the tales of strange experiences grew. In addition to the physical manifestations, many reported feeling an overwhelming sense of unease or being watched. Several visitors claimed to have seen the apparition of a woman dressed in period clothing, believed by some to be Delphine LaLaurie herself. Others reported seeing figures in the windows, often described as shadowy and fleeting, disappearing as quickly as they appeared. These sightings fueled the theory that the spirits of the mansion's past residents were still bound to the property, unable to move on due to the horrific nature of their deaths. For some, the mansion's haunted reputation seemed to grow stronger as the building itself deteriorated further. The physical state of the house, now worn by time, seems to match the growing sense of dread surrounding it. The mansion's dark history appears to be ingrained into the very structure, with every creak of its decaying floorboards and every draft whispering the secrets of the past. The fear that these spirits could be trapped within the mansion's walls, unable to escape the pain of their tortured lives, became a central theme in paranormal discussions. But could there be another explanation for these recurring phenomena? Some researchers suggest that the LaLaurie Mansion might be an example of what's known as a poltergeist haunting, a phenomenon in which objects are moved or displaced by unseen forces, often linked to emotional distress or intense psychological energy. This theory posits that the traumatic energy left behind by the brutal acts committed within the mansion might have manifested in physical disturbances like objects being thrown or noises that seem to come from nowhere. Psychologists and parapsychologists have speculated that the intense emotions tied to the mansion's history, grief, anger, fear, could act as a catalyst for this type of activity. In the case of the LaLaurie Mansion, where the suffering of the enslaved was both intense and prolonged, this psychological energy might have been powerful enough to create disturbances that feel like active hauntings. Some theorists even suggest that this energy could be triggered by certain conditions, like an emotionally charged visit or the presence of people who are sensitive to these energies, which might explain why some visitors experience these phenomena more intensely than others. In addition to these explanations, some investigators have delved into more unconventional theories. One idea that has gained traction among paranormal enthusiasts is the concept of residual hauntings. This theory posits that traumatic or violent events leave a lasting imprint on the environment, much like a tape recorder replaying a memory. As in the case of the LaLaurie Mansion, it's theorized that the violent and brutal actions of Madame LaLaurie and her family left a kind of psychic imprint on the house, causing certain events, such as the sound of chains or cries of pain, to play out over and over again, like a ghostly replay of the past. As time passed, the mansion's dark reputation continued to influence its role in popular culture. The LaLaurie Mansion became a cornerstone of New Orleans's ghost tours, with tour guides recounting the chilling stories of the house's haunted history. Visitors, many of whom were already familiar with the mansion's grisly past, came in droves, hoping to witness the paranormal activity firsthand. The mansion's story became inseparable from the identity of New Orleans, a city known for its rich history, cultural heritage, and, of course, its ghosts. The mansion's ghostly history even began to seep into fictional portrayals with television shows like American Horror Story, incorporating the LaLaurie legend into their storylines. In the show's third season, Coven, Madame LaLaurie is depicted as a character who suffers a tragic fall from grace after her cruel actions are exposed, further cementing her association with the mansion's cursed reputation. Although fictionalized, this portrayal contributed to the mansion's continued place in popular ghost lore, ensuring that its legacy lived on in the minds of the public. As more people visited the LaLaurie Mansion, each reporting their own experiences, whether it be sightings, sounds, or feelings of unease, the question remained, was it truly haunted by the restless spirits of its past? Or was this a case of mass hysteria fueled by the weight of the mansion's tragic history? Whether a product of collective belief or something far more sinister, the LaLaurie Mansion's paranormal reputation shows no signs of fading. As we've delved into the history of the LaLaurie Mansion, the line between fact and fiction becomes increasingly blurred. The mansion, once a symbol of New Orleans' wealth and elegance, is now a dark reminder of the cruelty that transpired within its walls. The story of Madame Delphine LaLaurie and the enslaved individuals she tortured has fueled generations of ghostly tales, with visitors and investigators swarming the property hoping to catch a glimpse of the paranormal activity said to haunt it. But what are we really witnessing when we enter the LaLaurie Mansion today? Is it the lingering spirits of those who perished in agony, trapped in an eternal cycle of torment? Or is there a more psychological explanation behind the reports of hauntings? The idea that traumatic events leave a psychic imprint on the environment is a compelling one, and perhaps the mansion itself is a kind of emotional battery holding on to the dark energy created by years of suffering. If residual hauntings are real, the ghosts of the past may simply be replaying a tragic history, one that can't be forgotten, even by time itself. And on the other hand, we must consider the power of suggestion. Knowing the horrific past of the LaLaurie Mansion, it's easy to see how visitors could be primed to interpret everyday occurrences as signs of the supernatural. The creak of a floorboard, a flicker of light under the right circumstances, these can all become more than they seem. When people visit the mansion expecting to experience something paranormal, they might unconsciously create their own haunting. Then again, we've heard countless accounts of guests feeling something inexplicable, the hair standing up on their neck, the sense of being watched, or even seeing apparitions of those who might have once lived or died within the mansion. These personal experiences shared across generations suggest there may be more to this story than meets the eye. In the end, we may never know for sure what's really going on at the LaLaurie Mansion. Is it the restless souls of those who died in such brutal circumstances? Or is it simply a perfect storm of history, psychology, and suggestion? Whatever the answer, one thing remains certain. The LaLaurie Mansion will continue to haunt the imaginations of those who dare to seek its secrets. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Summer's here, and it's time to bring the heat in a new Honda. Head out on an unforgettable adventure. Or take a sporty sedan for a spin. All while driving with confidence. Check out the Civic, Accord, or HR-V during the Honda Summer Event.
See dealer for financing details.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com, featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.